Thank you for calling in the NEC help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, was it a child of yours that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Huh?
Was it a child of yours that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you'll be filing as the...
A new claim.
Right, got it. So you're the father and legal guardian, so let me put that there. Let's start off with the child's date of birth.
11-1-13, November 1st, 2013.
Okay. And then were they born premature, were they?
Yes, 7 pounds, 28 weeks.
They were 7 pounds in
7 months.
I'm sorry.
7 months, 28 weeks.
Okay. 28 weeks. And do you recall what they weighed at birth?
3 pounds.
3 pounds? Okay. What kind of ongoing issues have you observed? Any gastral or bowel conditions, intestinal perforation, scarring of the intestines, sepsis?
Stomach pain, bloody stool, just the breathing issues.
Okay. So ongoing conditions like that. Got it. Because they're what? They're 11 years old now, are they? Or
yes.
No, coming up, actually, yeah,
they
yeah,
just
they
turned
just turned 11. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very cool. One of the information that's going to be needed to file in order to help retrieve their records is the last four of their social. Do you have that information, or will you need to get it?
1087.
1087, okay. And then did they go into the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. How long were they in there for, 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, about, what would you say?
60 days.
60 days, okay.
They was discharged 1-3-2014.
Oh, very good detail. Perfect. Thank you for that. And about what date would you say they were diagnosed?
11-16-2013.
Okay, 11-16-2013. So then they would have been fed the formula over 7 days before being diagnosed?
Right.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
And they would have been diagnosed only after drinking the formula, right?
Right, with the cow's milk.
Right. Do you recall the brand of the formula?
I do not know. I don't have it on hand. I actually got custody of my son after he turned 6 months.
Okay. There was Enfamil, Similac, Gerber, Nestle, the Nearsure Similac. Do any of those
I'm pretty sure it was Similac.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. And that is the most common. Just wanted to confirm. I'll find the address for the facility, the hospital that he was born at, because he would have been born and diagnosed at the hospital without having left it, right?
Yeah. He was at Metro Hospital.
Metro Hospital. In what city?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Are you a Browns fan?
Unfortunately, die hard.
Okay. I wasn't really a fan. I mean, you guys should have kept Flacco, honestly. I'm not a fan of Watson. I don't think he's done too well, and he's been, you know, that was just a giant guaranteed contract, and he hasn't lived up to it.
Yeah, but I'm also a football coach, and I understand that a lot of the problems that he's having is two reasons. The coach, head coach, has no business calling plays. You hire the offensive coordinator, and you ain't even letting them call it. And number two, that offensive line is trash.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, why did Winston do so well his last game, not this one, but the last game before that, he, you know, same O-line did a lot better.
Yeah, but Winston just threw three interceptions. He was sacked six times. You know, you can't get greedy. Sometimes you got to take the little things so you can progress.
So
stop always looking for the deep ball.
So you figure next they get either a guard or a center?
Well, I don't think it's the center. I think they need a guard. And they need to replace the big ugly dude that's on playing tackle. He's slow and he don't know how to do a kick out.
That's you know your stuff for sure. I can tell you're a coach. But real quick, you said Metro Health Medical Center, the main campus there on Metro Health Drive?
Yeah, 2500 okay. Metro Health Drive.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me write it up here. Yeah, my colleague, she's from Ohio originally. She sits right behind me. She's a Browns fan. And then I kind of always just teasing her, kind of talk smack because you guys aren't, you know, doing that hot.
They're gonna end up probably at the end of the year, they're gonna end up like 7-9, 7-8, somewhere like that.
What happened to what's his name? Gosh, he's your best defensive player.
The corner?
No. Your defensive end.
Miles Garrett.
Garrett, yeah. What is he still injured? What happened to Garrett?
He been hurt all season. He ain't never played healthy the whole season.
Dang, yeah. He's a difference maker. They need to prioritize his health. Real quick, this next question asks: you're both U.S. citizens, right? You and your child.
Yes.
And will you confirm their gender?
Male.
Male. Perfect. Thank you. You gonna put him in football, or is he in football now?
No, he, I just want him to get his body together first.
Right. That's,
you know, he's still having, you know, like legs, legs are still small. You know, he has moments where his legs shake, stuff like that. So.
Okay. And he's the only, child that has been diagnosed, or do you have any friends or family that also had a child with the same ailment or not really?
Well, no, he has a little sister. There was that went through it, so
we'll see about putting in a claim for her later on, but let me go ahead and have you spell out his name the way it shows on his birth certificate.
J-A-M-E-L LeSean, L-E-S-H-A-W-N Obleton, O-B-L-E-T-O-N.
Okay, that's Jamel, J-A-M-E-L, LeSean, L-E-S-H-A-W-N, and then Obleton, A-B-L-E-T-O-N, right?
No, Obleton, O is in old, B is in boy, L-E-T-O-N.
Perfect, thank you for confirming that. And then 1087, you said, was the last four of his socials, so let me put that in there. And then Rob, I have you as Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, same last name, Obleton. And then will his birth certificate show you with the middle initial or no?
D is in Daniel.
D, okay. And I have your email as rdaquarius@yahoo.com?
Yes.
And this is your cell phone, 216-253-5178.
Yes.
And current mailing address?
3235 Oak Road.
And that's in Cleveland.
Cleveland Heights, Ohio.
Okay. And then let me plug it in. Normally my system finds it, but it's not working right now, so I'm just plugging it in manually here. 4-4-1-1-8. Has it started to get chilly for you guys yet?
Man, Cleveland got fluctuating weather. It's sunny and bright with a wind right now.
Oh, that's how we are. We got a wind just today. Today came in, and it's like blowing warm, but the air is like, the ambient air is chilly, but it's like warm wind. So that's not good for us because we get a lot of fires in California, and that's usually the kind of wind that carries the flames, but that's okay. I mean, it feels good on the skin. A little dry, but it feels good on our end. Obviously, I know you guys are going to start getting real cold soon.
Oh, it's going to get...
And real
you got
quick,
the, you I don't know. All I know is I don't know what this weather gonna do, because every time we think it's gonna get cold, the sun comes out.
Oh. Well, do you prefer that? Do you rather it stay warmer longer?
All I know is the warmer it is, the worse I know for sure. All I know is, like, I know over the years, if you have a mild fall, then it's going to be a hella cold winter. But when you have a different type of fall, like it's hot during the fall, it is not that cold during the winter, and then you always have, like, it barely snows.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a fan of warmer weather, so I wouldn't mind that. But real quick here, Rob, this section wants his mom's full name, as it would show on his birth certificate. What is his mom's name?
Wait a minute, you need his mom's name even though she's not involved?
Yeah, just to confirm that it's on the birth certificate, just the way it's spelled on it. We don't need to speak with her. I know you have custody.
Janae, J-A-N-E-Y, Dean, D-E-N. I mean, D-E-A-N, Dean.
Okay, perfect. And then this next question asks if you're aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, or loss of custody or no?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I've had my son since he was 6 months.
Right. And then do you know if his mom, Janae, had any of the following issues during pregnancy? Tobacco use, illicit drug use, hypersensitive disease, HIV/AIDS, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, or none of the above? We're not sure?
Not sure.
Okay. And then we already know he was born premature in the state of Ohio, so let me select that. And then let me put in that NICU date that you told me, so give me 1 second. And then we're close to finishing this up here, just a couple more sections and we'll be done with it here. One second here. And you said he weighed 3 pounds 1 ounces, right?
Yeah.
Oh no, 3 pounds even.
3 pounds.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then he was so small at 28 weeks. I imagine that they started him on the formula right away until he was diagnosed.
Right away until he was diagnosed.
But do you know if he also had breast milk or not sure?
Two scoops every 3 hours for 14 days.
Okay. Let me put this here. Bear with me. Let me...
And I just talked to his mother. She said it's similar like NeoSure.
Oh, perfect. That's the one we had was a Similac. So, good.
I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but
yeah,
similar like NeoSure.
Exactly. Perfect. That's the one that we clicked anyway. the one you thought it was anyway. So perfect. That worked out for us. But thank you for confirming that. And then give me 1 second. Let me type that in. And then let me put that. He was fed the formula in the hospital. And then I know you said diarrhea, bloody stool. So let me click that here. Do you also know if when he was born, while he was diagnosed, if he had low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation?
Just stomach pain, some green vomit, bloody stools. And it happened over a period of time to the fact that he got diagnosed with it.
Right. And do you remember the kind of treatments, or are you aware of the kind of treatments that they did for him? Were they antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain?
Well, first of all, they had to stop the feeding.
Right.
Then they had to give him antibiotics, oxygen, a lot of nutrient therapy and therapy.
Okay. And he would have been last diagnosed before you guys were discharged, or treated before you guys were discharged, right? Sometimes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let me put that there. And then do you recall the doctor's name? Do you have that information?
Mr. Gordon, Gregory Gordon.
Okay. I see that here. So let me plug in his info. Bear with me. And then we're just about done with this here. Bear with me, I'm having to type this up. Okay, I have that there. Doctor name, facility, address. Perfect. Okay. And then this second to last section is asking for an emergency contact, stating we normally request one in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Yes, my mother.
Okay. Do you live with your mom or no?
No.
Okay. And her name?
Joanne Obleton.
And her phone number?
216-249-6710.
Is she also in Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay. And Joanne is Joanne?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And then the last section is just going to be for your section here as his parent and legal guardian, your date of birth?
1/25/74.
And the last four of your social?
3579.
Okay. I'm about to text you an automated text message from DocuSign. It's going to come via text and email. You can open up either one. It takes you to the same place. And
what am I doing with it?
So this is you're going to allow the firm. You're going to allow a release of your son's medical records, and then you're going to sign off that the firm is going to represent your son in the case. And I can't see anything that's on when you open it up. So if you're not sure what to tap, you'll have to read out what you see. And then I'll try to do my best to guide you on what to tap to go to the next spot. But it's fairly simple and straightforward. This is usually the hardest part for people, depending on how tech savvy someone is. It could take literally a minute to get done, or it could, you know, take like 10 minutes if you're not sure where
it's saying. It's everything is in yellow.
Yeah, so you want to highlight. If you already hit the yellow start button, then you'll just tap anything that's highlighted in yellow.
Okay, so yeah, I'm there.
And then you'll know you did it correctly once it lets you hit a yellow finish button. If it submits it, then we're good to go. We didn't miss anything. If it doesn't submit it, then it means we would have missed a signature or initial.
Damn, that was quick.
You got it done?
Yeah, it said okay. Finish.
All right, then you're tech savvier than most, so you are all set. I do see it's completed. In around 2 or so weeks, the firm should call you themselves directly to introduce themselves. They're going to double check the work that was sent, make sure there's no spelling errors, and then tidy you up in their system. So other than that, Robert, you're good to go. And then good luck the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.